Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We will, on the 31st of this month, spend the podcast introducing our November Midwest preaching schedule. We will be in several stops through Illinois, Missouri, and Arkansas in the month of November. I will announce those are on our website and our Facebook page, but we will spend a podcast on the 31st taking care of that. We can't do 31 podcasts on our CD for our CD listeners, so we can only do 30 spots, so that extra day will be announcement day. Some have been wondering about that schedule. It is online. You can check it out. For today, I'd like to read to you one verse of Scripture from Paul's letter to his young pastor Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. We'll use the context here in a moment. But the Scripture says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." And the Greek structure of this verse says, "All Scripture," that the King James says, "given by inspiration." The Greek structure is really, it's God-breathed, meaning that God is the author of those Scriptures, and it's why we call it the Word of God. So as God breathed into Adam and made him a living soul, God breathed out the words that constitute the Scripture, making that living thing. Well, John stated that Jesus was the Word, and that he was with God from the beginning. Everyone knows this from John chapter 1. Whatever Jesus spoke, he spoke because the Father had given those very words to him. At least that's his admission in John 17 and 8. And those words are the same words that in John 15 Jesus said made his disciples clean. So with these facts in mind, we can make a conclusion that whatever Jesus spoke was first spoken from the lips of the Father, and whatever the Father had ordained in his word was exactly what Jesus personified. When Paul wrote this to Timothy, our scripture for the day, he is referring back to Timothy's own upbringing, how he studied the Jewish writings from his youth. Look at the preceding verse, 2 Timothy 3:15. "And that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Being a Jew during the time of the writings of the New Testament, there's really only one possible source for Timothy's scriptural foundation, and that would be the Old Testament. So Paul is reminding Timothy that from the days of his youth, he's been reading of the coming of the Messiah and that Jesus is and was that Messiah. If Paul could inspire Timothy to return to the Scriptures in order to find Jesus, then it's our right to look for Christ in the Old Testament as well. What God breathed into the text was spoken through people like Moses and David and Isaiah and others. They were writing of events and happenings, but they were also seeing great things in the spirit realm, and I'm sure that some of them were things that they really didn't understand, they really couldn't understand, but they wrote them down anyway. When Jesus began to minister to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, he started to talk about the Scriptures, and specifically Luke 24 says, the Scriptures concerning himself, and in it he used the law and the prophets. He opened the writings of Moses and the prophets and showed these men the Scriptures that spoke of Jesus. And though his name is never found in the Old Testament, Jesus is everywhere in the Old Testament because God breathed Jesus into the pages of the Old Testament. As you study that Old Testament, just do it with Jesus in your eyes. If you read it as the story of a hidden Messiah, it becomes an adventurous set of books. It's filled with a lot of nuggets of wisdom, and you will find Jesus in every turn. Now, if you view it as a way to live, you're going to walk away heavy and confused. There's not going to be a vision of the finished work. You're not going to see Jesus redeeming mankind. So remember that as you see Jesus in the Scriptures, you are, as Paul said to Timothy in verse 17 of chapter 3, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.